1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time 751. And first Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich with her monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
All right. Well, I understand you just returned from the National Conference of Legislators. Tell us about that. Where was that held and what'd you talk about?
I did. And it was held in Austin, Texas, which is a booming city, it seems. And I don't know if you know, but the National Conference of Legislators was created in 1975, and it provides bipartisan policy research, training resources, and technical assistance for legislators and their staff. There were about 74 legislators, and there were many other staff members from all 50 states and U.S. territories in attendance, and I enjoyed meeting legislators from Rhode Island, Utah, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Nevada, Montana, as well as being there with colleagues from Connecticut. And what was interesting was that many of the issues that we're concerned with here in Connecticut are priorities for other states as well as priorities for the federal government. Things like workforce development, attracting and retaining more people to fields of education, health and infrastructure, and creating, apprenticeship programs. And as a matter of fact, on Monday, I don't know if you know, but the governor announced the formation of a new registered apprenticeship program to fill jobs in home-based childcare, which I think is wonderful news because we know that childcare availability and affordability is a big issue in our state. A big theme of the conference was technology, especially AI and consumer privacy. And as you know, AI can do great things, but there are also a lot of challenges. So, state legislatures are going to need to start addressing that. We talked about healthcare, Medicaid, the workforce shortage, mental health, opioid overdoses, education, infrastructure, lots and lots of topics. But again, like I said, so many of the issues that we're concerned with here in Connecticut are issues that other states face as well. And so it's nice to see that, we can learn from each other. And one fun fact that I learned was that in the 2023 legislative session, 168,000 bills were introduced in state legislatures nationwide. So I thought that was a pretty interesting fact.
I wonder how many were passed altogether. But and speaking of which, I guess the timing is good because the legislative session begins early next year. Is this kind of food for thought for you moving forward to see what might be on your plate for the upcoming session?
There's several topics. I was focused in the first session on workforce development, and I think that's, definitely something of interest for me. And, we're having a lot of legislative briefings with organizations and different constituents and different our municipalities. And so, starting to get a feel for what people, what people want. And trying to really hear what are some of the main issues and concerns that people are facing and that organizations and, like I said, and municipalities are facing. So it's a busy time, actually.
All right. Let's talk about something right in your district. The Round Hill Community Firehouse got some money from the BET's Budget Committee for renovations. And I guess you were able to secure some state funding for them as well, a grant?
Well, in 2021, Representative Mespers had secured about $500,000 in bonding funds for the Round Hill Volunteer Fire Station. And as you can imagine, and as I just mentioned, we have many, many demands from many different constituents and nonprofits, and we're really trying to, work through, how best to help people in town to improve their quality of life.
All right, so good news there. All right, Representative Khanna, we'll look forward to the new session. Unfortunately, you won't be able to join us in January, previous commitments, but we'll talk in February.
I just wanted to add on the Round Hill Volunteer.
Oh, sure, go right ahead.
A quick point, I guess it's looking really hard to talk to students and organizations to figure out what their issues and needs are, but I think I and many other people in town believe that funding a town's emergency responders, and especially fire service, is first and foremost the responsibility of local government. So I think, you know, while we're help and we have helped, you know, these are things that also, you know, and determine appropriately.
All right, fantastic. Representative Kana, thanks very much. Happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. We'll talk in February.
Thank you. Have a happy and I look forward to speaking to you in the new year.
All right. That's State Representative Rachel Kana.